brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to go into more about different exercises or types of exercise and how that can help your brain function. This is from Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, the Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in just 2 weeks, and we will be getting into the specifics of that two-week protocol very soon. So our bodies are already overly stressed from sources like toxic food, environmental toxins, and junk light. Exercise momentarily weakens you to make you stronger in the long term, but if you stress yourself too much by overexercising, you can make yourself too weak to reap the benefits. Overtraining is a major problem today, and one of the first things that happens when you work out too much is that your cortisol levels rise. When cortisol goes up, BDNF drops. Dr. Doug McGuff, the author of Body by Science, which is a book that Dave highly recommends, suggests doing resistance training only once every 7 to 10 days. His research shows that this offers greater benefits than more frequent exercise, and of course it saves you a lot of time. But the catch is you have to work hard when you are training. You smack down your mitochondria with intensity and then back off and let them recover. During the two-week Headstrong program, you'll do resistance training once a week. That's it. You'll do plenty of movement on other days, but this one hardcore workout each week will maximize the benefits for your brain. Endurance training. Endurance training, commonly referred to as either cardio or aerobic exercise, relies on oxygen from your lungs to produce energy. Anything that makes you breathe heavily, such as running, biking, or swimming, stresses your aerobic system and tests your endurance, bringing a host of benefits to the table. While both resistance and endurance training increase BDNF, resistance training only does so for a short period of time directly after you exercise. Endurance training seems to boost BDNF levels more permanently. A randomized controlled study of 12 men showed that 3 months of daily cycling nearly quadrupled their resting BDNF levels. Endurance training is one of the best ways to get your body to release endorphins and has been shown to have a positive effect on mood. This explains the runner's high that you feel after an endurance workout. You don't have to run until you're blue in the face, though. One study revealed that just 10 days of power walking was enough to significantly lessen symptoms of depression. Other research has shown that creativity peaks after a good endurance workout. Most people think they have to do 30 or 40 minutes of cardio three or four times a week to get results. That's a huge time commitment when you're busy kicking ass and getting some stuff done. And it certainly doesn't leave a lot of time for other forms of exercise like resistance training. The good news is there's a type of exercise that combines all the benefits of resistance and endurance training to give you the best of both worlds. High-intensity interval training, or HIIT. HIIT workouts alternate between intense bursts of strenuous exercise and brief periods of active rest. You might sprint for 60 seconds, walk for 30, do push-ups for 60, walk for 30, and so on. The icing on the cake is that HIIT is efficient. You don't need to spend an hour on the treadmill followed by an hour in the weight room. With HIIT, you can get an amazing workout in a very short amount of time. HIIT subjects your muscles and cardiovascular system to extreme stress and then allows them to recover during the active rest period. This active rest period keeps your heart rate elevated so that you can still reap the reward of aerobic exercise. It's the happy marriage of two schools of fitness thought, and it might be more effective than either resistance or aerobic exercise alone. In fact, studies have shown that HIIT is up to 10 times more effective at increasing growth hormone than resistance training or endurance training. Interval training is also good for your heart. One of the best measures of cardiac fitness is your ejection fraction, which is the amount of blood your heart can pump in a single beat. Unfortunately, most medium-intensity cardio workouts actually decrease your ejection fraction. The best way to increase it is through running intervals such as 400-meter sprints. The normal protocol is to run as fast as you can for 400 meters, walk for a minute as you recover, and then repeat the process until you can't run anymore. There's one upgrade to HIIT that only saw the light of day at the 2016 Bulletproof Conference until now. The secret is to sit, or better yet, lie on your back for a full 90 seconds between sprints. This allows your nervous system to come back into equilibrium more quickly so you reap more of the benefits from the sprint. It sounds strange, but you can actually feel the difference this makes when you're done working out. Surprisingly, the source of this upgrade is John Gray, the famous author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, who discovered it while doing research on nutrition and exercise for one of his books and shared it on stage. When you do this simple and quick workout during the two-week Headstrong program, you'll experience a huge boost in your cardiovascular health and your mental performance. Exercise and water. When you think about water in relation to exercise, your mind probably goes straight to the role of hydration. And sure, staying hydrated is important, but even more important, I would argue, as in Dave Asprey, is the profound impact of exercise on the water in your cells. You know how essential easy water is for your mitochondria. Shaking water molecules, a natural result of most forms of exercise, creates easy water, but it's not only your mitochondria that benefit from this shaken water. All cell membranes are made up of small droplets of fat suspended in water. When these tiny drops of fat are flexed and shaken, it creates a piezoelectric effect, which allows materials to generate an electric charge in response to stress. This electric effect creates easy water in your cells and allows them to do their jobs more efficiently. While any movement shakes up the water in your cells to some degree, high vibrational movements work best. He uses two pieces of equipment in the Bulletproof Labs to take advantage of this effect and keep his inflammation-derived love handles and man boobs as small as possible. One is the Bulletproof Vibe, which vibrates the entire body 30 times a second at a frequency that NASA discovered helps astronauts recover after spending extended periods in space. The Bulletproof Vibe also helps drain lymph from your body. When you ditch the toxins, your mitochondria work better, and so does your head. Standing on the Vibe for a few minutes gives you a very large amount of vibration without as much effort as it would take to do it the way your mother did with an old-fashioned rebounder or trampoline. But jumping on a mini trampoline is a good way to get that piezoelectric effect in your cell membranes and cause lymphatic drainage of toxins that slow down your brain. You can get a rebounder or mini trampoline on Craigslist for about $10. Another way to generate this effect is to jump rope or do jumping jacks. But both of these activities require more cardiovascular endurance than using a rebounder. When you get more bounce for less effort, your easy water gets more benefit in less time before you have a chance to get tired out. While you can't see the microscopic changes to the water in your cells, you will notice that your muffin top magically and quickly shrinks. The other piece of technology he uses is called the Atmospheric Cell Trainer, which requires a large piece of equipment that is basically the cockpit and canopy from a fighter jet. You sit in the cockpit while a giant turbine changes the air pressure to go from Mount Everest heights, 22,000 feet, down to sea level and back. It does this quickly, which causes all the cells in your body to expand and contract all at once, creating a massive piezoelectric effect, more than you can get from any workout. This type of cellular exercise is also believed to increase the number of stem cells in the body. To try ACT, you're going to need to come to Bulletproof Labs or go to a high-end sports training facility. But if that's not possible, there is a relatively affordable hack you can do instead. Changes in atmospheric pressure have a name. They're called sound waves. I've long been interested in sound therapy devices, the kind that go on your body, not in your ears, and have seen some impressive results. This is an area of biohacking with lots of innovation and not enough scientific validation, but it's worth paying attention to. Perhaps the vibration from sound helps to structure the water in our cells. He's not sure, but he does have a sound therapy system installed in his infrared sauna. It has bass shaker sound transducers mounted to the seat, so when you play sound therapy tracks, you feel it in your bones. You can get these for home theater use for a couple $100s, but the best option is to use a sub-pack device, which transfers sound waves directly to your body on the back of your desk chair or in a wearable vest. He realizes that recommending sound therapy is going out on a limb. We know that vibration makes more easy water, but there's no concrete evidence to confirm that sound therapy moves easy water into your cells. But he's seen it help people, and he thinks it's a hack worth considering, especially if you don't use a rebounder or trampoline. He used a sub-pack while writing this book. sticky water versus easy water. We're still learning more about the way water works in our cells. In 2015, scientists in Germany discovered that free radicals make the water inside your mitochondria more viscous and sticky, and that exposure to UV light can undo that effect. Imagine a boat trying to get through water that's thick like glue. That's the challenge faced by your mitochondria when the water inside is sticky. It's harder for them to produce energy, making them less efficient. This concept is so groundbreaking that the scientists involved in the study said they expect their work to have broad implications in all fields of medicine. Dave does too. Their work shows how important it is to help your body create the right structure of water so you can have better mitochondrial function. That means reducing the number of free radicals your mitochondria create. If you're inflamed all the time, your mitochondria make lots of free radicals. You can think of them as exhaust from poorly running mitochondria. Your cells' water will get sticky, which makes it harder for you to make energy in your cells, and that makes for more free radicals, which makes for less energy. And pretty soon, you're stuck with brain fog, muscle pain, and a head that's anything but strong. Laser and light therapy can fix the sticky water problem by reducing the creation of free radicals and inflammation. Certain foods and supplements can do the same things. The combination can be transformative. It was for Dave. Melanin and water. New research shows that exercise and light affects your brain in ways we never previously imagined. Scientists in Mexico looking at eye diseases were trying to figure out how some parts of the eye have huge amounts of oxygen deep inside them, more than can theoretically come from breathing. They eventually turned their focus to melanin, the pigment that makes our skin dark and that is also in our eyes and our brains. Researchers observed that when it is exposed to sunlight or mechanical vibration, melanin has the power to break water apart, freeing up oxygen and electrons from your mitochondria to use to make energy. This is very new science that most people have never heard of, and more research is needed, but it has exciting implications. It turns out that melanin is incredibly important for our mitochondria, and guess where we get melanin? We get it by linking polyphenols together. This means that the more polyphenols you eat, the more melanin you can make, and the more oxygen and electrons your mitochondria will have access to if you get adequate sunlight and use exercise to shake the water in your cells. Of course, talking about polyphenols means we have to talk about America's number one polyphenol source, coffee. In addition to polyphenols, coffee contains melanin and similar compounds called melanoids. This new science about easy water and melanin might explain an observation that has kept me wondering for years. Easy water forms when you shake or blend water, and it forms more easily when there are small droplets of fat present because fat helps create a piezoelectric effect. This makes me think there's a lot more to bulletproof coffee than he ever realized. When he created the recipe, he could not explain why it was so important to actually blend, not just stir the coffee with the butter and brain octane oil. He also could not explain why this combination worked well with coffee and with other less caffeinated dark beverages like chocolate or real vanilla beans, but it did not work as well with lighter beverages. And finally, he could never explain why you can't get the same effects by drinking a cup of black coffee and eating a stick of butter with a shot of brain octane oil. If you believe the researchers working on melanin and easy water, and he does, a possible answer to this puzzle is that the act of blending the fat and water mechanically creates easy water. Blending that easy water with polyphenols, melanin, and melanoids in the coffee could have a direct effect on the coffee by creating free oxygen and electrons before it even enters your body. In Tibet, he noticed that nomads were, with very little money, people who carry all their belongings on the back of yaks had blenders hooked to portable batteries just to make yak butter tea. It made no sense until I realized that blending is part of what makes it work. At the time of this writing, he is in discussion with Dr. Jared Pollack to see if he can measure these effects to prove the hypothesis. Whether it is true or not, there must be a reason that drinking a cup of black coffee and then eating a stick of butter with some brain octane oil does not do the same things for your brain as blending them all together. He believes the reason, like the answer to so many things, lies in your mitochondria. Now that you know all the levers and triggers that you need to pull in order to maximize your brain performance, it's time to put them into action. The Headstrong program will not just teach you how to eat to fuel the mitochondria in your brain, detox from environmental toxins, limit energy, and maximize your light exposure, breathing, workouts, and sleep, but it will also help you stack these up so that you can gain the most benefit in the shortest amount of time. The next 2 weeks are going to be nothing short of life-changing. Are you ready? Let's get to it, and we will do that next time on the Brain Builders Podcast.